بيان بغلا كان بالو على كاين لونا كل مكي كابه نعم لا كبا في لونو كاين في لونو في لونا كل مكي كابه نعم لا كبا دملو كاين دملو دم دملو كل مكي كابه.
So that track actually I got from YouTube, and it's a really great YouTube site called My Bulga Online, and it, I don't know who the guy is. It says exciting Kolingo music from Tabu, Logra Congo. I don't know if that's the name of the guy or the name of the place, Logra Congo. And before that was Prince Buju, and the song was called Afashi, and it was originally released on his... was that a CD or an LP?
Cassette
also, called We Are In The War, which later Arnold released on Kolingo Power, a Bolgatanga compilation, which is a great release. Actually, it has tons of Kolingo music with really different styles. And the first track was a blind musician. I think he got blind from getting a bad case of the measles when he was quite small. And his name is Aluta, and he was... the song was called Who Knows Tomorrow, and it's on a release on Bandcamp called Upper East Untouch. And what I noticed, I mean, I chose those three tracks just because the styles are so different. Like, can you talk a bit about those styles, and also the last one, which was really fast, but also the one of Prince Buju?
Yeah, definitely this is what you hear is just the Kolingo, yeah, which is like the calabash, goat skin on top of it, a stick sticking in it, and then two nylon strings.
Two strings. Oh, okay.
That's it. And then what they use, like a big rubber thing, like... okay, sorry about that. But it's interesting. Anyway, everybody, pay attention. It's not a plectrum, like a pick, guitar pick. It's much bigger. And they cut it out of shampoo bottles that had this hard plastic.
Yeah.
And they cut them out and they'll... And they can play really fast with those kind of big rubber things.
Great.
Anyway, so this is a traditional style that exists for, I don't know, for thousands of years, I think. I mean, this is how King Aishiba, his grandfather, was playing Kolingo. I mean, but of course, everybody has his own style. Even the tunings can be different. They don't use all the same tunings. They tune also with their voice, because voice is the message is what starts first, and then they will tune their Kolingo connecting to their voice.
Yeah.
And then it also depends on how big is the calabash of the Kolingo that you are using. That also defines the sound as well, and also in a way how fast can the sound be, how fast can you play.
Is it also regional, like, because you also have it in neighboring countries, this instrument? No,
that's right.
And the tuning's different there, or it's like...
They might use different tunings anyway, but also like in Burkina Faso, which is like the upper east region of Ghana, where all these Kolingo musicians are from, is on the border of Burkina Faso. So in Burkina Faso in the south, you'll find a lot of Kolingo players as well. They'll call it different, and they'll... Mostly they play with their fingers instead of with a big rubber thing.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So the next track I'm going to play, to me, the style of it, it's a really more modern track. It came out 2020 by A Lost Men, and it's called Minus Me. And for me, the Kolingo playing it was really similar to the last track that we just played.
Get it, huh? Well, you got a feeling, hey, Bob. Don't make a fuss.
A lost man again. They say we are a lost man because we were lost in the street, the forgotten people. And it's this guy called Stevo Atambira, which seems to be a producer and singer. And where is he from originally, Stevo?
Also from the Upper East.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, he's. I mean, he's a great kolago player and singer and performer. And he used to be with King Ishaba. Like as a young boy, touring, being on the road with King Ishoba, yeah. A lot. And then he started working on his own. He has a lot of releases under the name Steve-O.
Yeah.
And then working together with the rapper, became a lost man, produced by One Love, the Kubelar, from Fucking Boys, who also... worked a lot with King Ishaba, which, yeah. So, I mean, it's one big community somehow, of course.
But you said this stuff's more, has more hip life in it and sort of high life.
You hear, I mean, in the way, what I hear a lot is as soon as you take the kolago music and you start mixing it with beats and bass lines and you hear the inspiration, you hear the lines coming from... the hip life and the high life, which are actually more from the south of Ghana, from the Ga and the Fa region, in the where Accra is, the Ashanti region where Kumasi is, and of course these musicians, they all also live in Accra and Kumasi, so they mix a lot, and with the producers they are working with, they might very much well be also from these other regions putting other styles into the music.
Okay. You released another CD, and I guess also LP, of this guy, Ayuna Sula, which I'm going to play after an Atamina track. I played Atamina last week.
Ah, yeah.
It's great. He's really kind of funny guy as well.
Professor Atamina.
Yeah, I saw him on YouTube, and he's wild. I mean, yeah, much wilder than in the recordings. But so I'm going to play two tracks from this.
Yeah. check. Ja, hallo lief luisteraar. Daar zijn we weer. En het is vandaag dag 2 van het 15e Sotho Festival. En dat speelt zich af in het machinegebouw op het Groene Veld bij de ADM. En nou, het is een heel druk programma vanavond. Deze 7 acts zie ik staan. We beginnen zo met Martin K. Peterson. En dan om 9:15 komt Tupperware. En dan komt Cryptogem Rundfunk. Wacht. Ja, nou ja. Hallo lieve luisteraar. Ja, het is dag 2 van Sotho. De 15e Sotho, inmiddels alweer. Het is ongelooflijk. Het is in het groene, op het groene veld in het machinegebouw bij de ADM. Dus nou, als je alles wil zien vandaag horen, dan moet je echt wel hierheen komen. Want ik denk dat ik het einde niet ga halen, want het is echt heel veel. We beginnen zo meteen met... eigenlijk echt niet halen. Maar dat is wel een hele boeiende hiphop afstand. Uit de buurt hier. Dus, hey Martin. Hey Martin. Sorry. Yeah, good. Yo. Yeah, it's already started.
I'm supposed to be there.
Yeah. I heard a little bit already. It was I like it. You were,
Thank you.
And
I think that's good to go.
Yeah, I think it's good to go. Ja, dat was Martin K. Peterson alvast even, maar die gaat zo meteen lekker zingen en die heeft een banjo en dat is heel erg mooi. Dus. Nou, we gaan het zien.
Hello. Hi everybody, welcome to Sotho Festival. I'm not gonna say a lot, just that Martin K. Peterson is gonna play for us the first act. We're really happy to have him. Thank you.
Hello. I wrote down some songs that I'm gonna play. It's funny, I'm the only songwriter in here, I think. And I always end up with this. I always end up in this noise context. I like that because people are interesting listeners. About hopes and dreams.
Thank you.
alert, but not alarmed.
Thank you. Thank you.
don't remember anymore. Looking at the happy dust. Thank you.